It's good to see you this morning. My name's Andrew Hawksworth. I'm the assistant minister here at Altrincham Baptist Church. And we've got quite a few things to share with you this morning. Before I begin, I do want to just update you on Paul Morgan. You may remember us having a conversation with Paul and his plans to go to work with Milnrow Evangelical Church for 12 months. Milnrow is near Rochdale. And after a process of conversation and discernment, the church have asked Paul to do that, and he's there now. So he's begun that work of some more training, some working with them, working in the community. And so please pray for Paul. This is going to be an informative year for him as he discerns God's calling on his life. The title of my message this morning is Faith and Deeds. And I'm going to refer to later that short passage in James chapter 2. But just by way of introduction, over the past few weeks, we've been looking at the key values for the church for today and for the next few years. They give focus to what we're about, the priorities that we have at this time. And if you were here last week, you might have picked up one of these, and there'll be more copies of these available, that just gives you a summary of those things. The values are on the left side of that card. And they are these: faithful to Jesus, gathered as community, kind to all, speaking a different story, and open to everyone. And over the past few weeks, we've been going through each of those values. Now, next week, Ash will lead on a new series. So this week, we're going to do something slightly different. And in the bulletin that you've received, you may have spotted this cryptic message: Response Hub to Community Hub. The transition that we're making from leading a COVID emergency response hub in the hub to becoming a community hub in partnership with Trafford Council, voluntary organisations and others, and along with five other hubs in the borough. And a little over 2 weeks ago, we had an opportunity for an open meeting at the hub to explore what this might begin to look like. About 25 came along. We had a really good evening, some conversation around tables, looking at a few questions, and receiving information. And then over the past couple of weeks in the bulletin, you've been perhaps trying to understand what we mean by all the words that we've been using associated with this. We talk about the hub, the response hub, the community hub. It's confusing, isn't it? And we've been trying to clarify that and make it a little bit easier to understand. And I'll come to that in a minute. So this message is in kind of two parts. I want to share some of the information that was shared on that evening and other information. Rachel's going to come and share one or two stories of what's been happening as a result of the response hub. And then I'm just going to bring that back together around James 2. So first, let me clear up those differences of understanding of the words. What's the response hub? Well, the response hub is the work that we've been doing over the past 18 months to offer support to people in our community at a time of crisis, a humanitarian response. So you know about the food bank, you know about the well-being calls, about the shopping, all of those sort of tasks. So the response hub is that piece of work that we've been doing. The community, on the other hand, is a shift from that way of working, doing really what Trafford felt was needed for people in the community, to working in partnership with the council, with council officers, with the different departments of the council, around common objectives that will support people in the long term in their local community. And this work will complement the existing life that goes on in the hub, which is the building, which is ABC's community centre, a place from which we show God's love in action. And I guess finally, just to make it absolutely abundantly clear, ABC has two buildings, but it's one church, one vision, to be a disciple, to make disciples, to reveal the kingdom of God. So we are blessed by having this building and having the hub building just 200 yards down the road. But what's really important about all of that is that behind all of the activity involved in these things, all the energy, the time, the commitment, is that we share God's love to all people that we come into contact with, either here at Hale Road or in the hub, on a Sunday or midweek. That there is a better story that is to be found in the works and the person of Jesus Christ that brings new life, that breaks the chains, as we've been singing, a restored life for all who put their faith in him. That is it. That's what we're about, and nothing less. So in this part, I just briefly want to give you a bit more information about what this might look like, what has been happening, where it's kind of come from, and just share a little now about the hub story. Now, not everybody will know all that I'm going to say just here, and I'll be doing it really quite briefly. Time's short for us. But it began really before we found the hub building, because it centers around a vision that the church had at around 2000, a vision for a community center, a place in the community with a community at its heart. And that community is us, a church community, a faith community, a community of believers in Jesus Christ. In other words, a place of life and activity open to all, with a caring community of people at the center. A place where everybody would be welcomed, listened to, encouraged to join in. And the building was called Pownall Road Day Centre. It was still owned by Trafford Council, as it is today, but in 2007 was surplus to their requirements, and it had been closed for about 2 years. The church was given permission to use it on a trial basis, and after 18 months it became clear, both to the council and to us, that this was a wonderful facility where the good work that the church family was doing in community could be housed and continue to operate. And so we were able to agree a lease with the council for 25 years, which we are, of course, still in now, partway through. Many stories, of course, in the life of the hub over those years. One most that I mark here was the Queen's Award for Voluntary Service that we received 5 years ago, 2016. And then, bringing us more up to date, in March of last year, we were invited, along with five other voluntary groups, to lead an emergency response hub to support people living in Altrincham and the surrounding areas, those who were isolating, those who didn't have local support of family or neighbours and so on. And we're still running many of the services that we offered during the height of the pandemic, and some new services, albeit at a reduced level. The extent of our community engagement has fluctuated over the years of running the hub, but I think it's right to say that it has never been stronger than it is today. And that's due to the incredible response of many people in our church fellowship, staff and volunteers, and the recruitment of volunteers beyond our church community have joined us together to make a difference. And all of those six hubs around the borough are still operating. You may not know where they all are, but I've just highlighted them on the screen there. It may not be too clear to see. But they are St. John's Community Centre up in Old Trafford. So that St. John's Church is behind that. Stretford Public Hall in Stretford. Our Faith West, which is Sale Community Centre, Sale West. Age UK over in Urmston. Then the Hideaway, the People's Church Partington, many from there support the Hideaway, and they've been doing all of their active work over in Partington, and then ourselves in South Trafford at the Hub. If you're involved here in ABC in 2017, you would remember that we undertook an extensive review of the life of the Hub Community Centre to better understand the opportunities that it offered to the life and mission of the church. And we've been looking back at that report and now recognise that many of the opportunities and objectives that were identified at that time are now being realised through what's been happening over this past 18 months. In fact, the work that's been done together with council officers, councillors, Trafford Housing Association, Citizen Advice Bureau, Thrive, Trafford Partnerships, and many others has enabled us to move forward with these objectives in leaps and bounds, achieving what would otherwise have taken years to achieve, if ever at all. Strong relationships of trust have been formed. And you may not know this, but I think we need to hear it, that ABC, through its work in the running of the response hub, is now highly respected by these organizations and the people who work for them. Highly respected. Now, you won't be surprised to know that there was some skepticism of the ability of the voluntary sector, the ability of a faith organization to be involved in doing this. That's drifted away. There is now a new outlook on how voluntary organizations and churches like ourselves can work with others to help people in the community in a consistent and very caring way. We really haven't got time to go through in detail, but these were some of those objectives highlighted in that report, hub report that I mentioned, that we need to engage with the council at a senior level, that there should be regular engagement with the council through locality partnerships focused on three key areas: health and well-being, growth, strong communities. Partnering with other organisations, not just doing this on our own, and engaging with people from the community. Hub to be a base to help people in a practical way, in various ways, and so on. 2 weeks ago, Rachel and I met with Joe Gibson and another council representative at the Hub. We had met many times online over the past 18 months, but never in person. It was the first time that Joe had of seeing the building. She is the head of commissioning at Trafford Council, and she was blown away by what she saw, the life, the activities, the experience of the place. Healthy Hips and Hearts were meeting, and they were gathered in the main hall in this massive circle. It was like a sort of great gathering of people in this big circle. It must have probably only been about 20, 25 people there, but it just looked enormous, and it was fantastic. And we were asked, well, how many of these are church people? How many of these are your own, as it were? And I looked around, and I could see Mo, and I could see one or two others, and I said, well, perhaps a handful are from ABC, and she was amazed. In other words, what she was seeing was that the church wasn't just looking after its own. The church was reaching out and caring and supporting local people in their community. So we are at a point now of transition. The pandemic isn't over. The needs are still there. But there is this opportunity now to move from that emergency response to something that is of a lasting partnership, a relationship to move forward. The transition has been delayed slightly because there's a lot going on in thinking through how this should look, because the message of what's been happening has affected other organisations. And one of those really is the health service and the impact that the hubs can have in helping people in their locality and the first connection to primary health care. So Trafford's locality plan is being reviewed to take this into account. I mentioned a number of ways in which these community hubs might help and where they fit in. Again, I haven't got time to go into great detail, but really it fits between the absolute voluntary sector of being a good neighbour, of the mutual aid groups that have formed, and you may recall that the one in Altrincham formed actually very quickly, where people gathered together in their streets and to help one another and support one another. Where then there is commissioned service by the Trafford, where an organisation is commissioned to deliver something. And then finally, the formal services that Trafford deliver themselves. And the community hub fits between those two. So it is voluntary people, volunteers, helping people on the ground in their community, doing what they would normally do, but doing it in a more joined up way. And there are lots of different things that we could do. We touched there on mental health, physical well-being, loneliness, social isolation, helping to signpost people for further advice, specialist help that they might need, training, support in securing work. And we'll need to develop the services that are appropriate to our locality, to the people around us. And Rachel Muter, our hub coordinator, who's here, I'm going to just share in a moment, with the team, has been going door to door in some of the houses around the hub and just inquiring, finding out what the needs are. And many of them really connect with these needs that are listed here. Another way of picturing this in terms of its support is this. I think we can quickly go to it. It simply says this: If we don't have individuals that look after themselves, if we don't have communities that look after their own, if we don't have voluntary groups that look after the more vulnerable, then the more people we will have presenting at our GP surgeries, at our social care front door, at our A&Es, at our formal and statutory services, our people will suffer more from ill health and have a shorter life expectancy. So what do? We need to educate our population to live well. We need to be able to signpost them to the right help at the right time. To invest in the voluntary and faith sectors because they are better at helping earlier. It's preventative. So there's benefits to the council who are desperately strapped financially. But it's much more than that for us. Because this connects us incarnationally in our community. And we bring something even greater, something more than the obvious needs that we are meeting. Now, what might those needs be? And I'm going to ask Rachel to come forward now and just share a couple of stories of things that have been happening. There are so many stories, but here are a couple that Rachel's able to share with us this morning. Thank you.
The lady that calls me is so lovely, she's lifted me up when I felt hopeless and sad. After our phone call, I feel so much better and I feel fit to fight another day, so to speak. She is totally amazing and an absolute diamond. The help I've had with some weekly shopping has made such a difference. I can't walk anymore to the shops as my back was broken in four places during a very abusive relationship. Each person I've spoken to at the hub has been so nice and warming, which is perfect for me because I'm scared of the world and trapped in my house 24 hours, 7 days a week. So that friendly voice at the other end of the phone means so, so much to me. I ask permission to share that with you. The lady is one of the many people we've been supporting through the Response Hub or Community Hub, one of the many reasons we do what we do. People are referred to us for support because of the Community Hub relationships that have been built with Trafford Council and Trafford Housing Trust, as well as other voluntary and social enterprise organisations. People who we support with shopping and buddy walking have been helped by having their gardens sorted or their whirligig fitted. CAP clients have been supported with grant funding we've received, a helping hand with their electricity, food, school uniform to the sum of £3,700 so far. We've secured funding from Trafford Council, which has gone towards a giant umbrella so we can extend the cafe into the courtyard. We've secured funding from Trafford Housing Trust for the community meal for a year. We're lead partners in the Altrincham Interchange project and are in the early stages of writing a business plan for the usage of two rooms on Platform 4. It is not only new services that we offer, but because of relationships we're building, existing groups are being supported. Altrincham Rotary were pointed in our direction by the Counselling and Family Service, an organisation we work closely with in the South Trafford Community Collective, a collective of organisations from the voluntary community faith and social enterprise sector in South Trafford. Altrincham Rotary have funded new teapots for the cafe and seat pads for Meeting Point and First Wednesday. Another existing group that's being supported due to our position within the community is Sue Tomlinson's ESOL class. Sue says, "Getting to know and work with Steph, the Trafford ESOL coordinator, has reinvigorated me. She's made me feel part of a wider network of ESOL providers in Trafford. Now when people inquire about the Hub English class, I always tell them about the Trafford ESOL service. They can go onto their website, do an online assessment, and Steph will make contact and point them to different courses that are available to them. Likewise, she signposts people to the Hub class. Steph is very at home at the Hub and once a month uses it as a base for drop-in assessments. And only on Friday, I was talking to a lady who had dropped in for a food parcel a few months ago and went on the buddy walking waiting list. As an aside, please consider volunteering for the buddy walking, because we are desperate for volunteers with that one. When I was speaking to her, what became apparent was not only that she was isolated, but that her background was working with young children. She's now considering volunteering for toddlers. We all need help at some point in our lives, and we all need a community around us. Over the summer, when I was on holiday with my family, I was praying for assurance that the work I was doing was right, that it was what God wanted me to do. It took 2 weeks of beautiful countryside for me to realize that God was saying, "Look where I am at work. I believe God is at work in this."
Thank you, Rachel. You may have many questions on your mind about what this is all about. How does it all fit with the life of a Baptist church? What about the life that was happening in the hub before the pandemic? Is that going to be lost? Well, let me address the second of those questions first with a simple diagram. It's true to say that during the past 18 months, it's looked rather like this, that the response hub really has been the activity. And it's been separate from the hub community centre, because the community centre, of course, has been closed for so much of that time. And it's been a discrete and a very specific thing that we have been doing. But as we move to the community hub, the expectation is that it's going to be more like that. Much greater overlap between the two, embedded in the two. Because what we've been doing previously is in line with the objectives of how Trafford see these community hubs, working in partnership where we continue to the things that we were doing to support local people and those linked to our church. The difference will be that we will be able to enhance what we've been doing, to help people more through working more closely with others who have greater knowledge of these needs with the voluntary sector and with the public sector. But let me also address that first question. How does it all fit with the vision of a Baptist church? At our evening gathering at the hub, which was on the 23rd of September that I mentioned earlier, Ash addressed the question of why ABC might run a place like the hub. Some might say that it isn't obvious, and surely churches are about Sundays and buildings and hymns. But then he spoke about the five values and made those connections. Faithful to Jesus, that we are all created to know God, and that the peace that we long for with others, with ourselves, comes only through knowing Him. Gathered in community to be the witness of our love for one another as we gather in community and as we invite others to join us. The church, the fellowship of God's people, is attractive. Folks, it's attractive. And as we are God's people together about His work, people are drawn to that. To be kind to all, how do people know that we care? Through our actions, faith, and deeds. And we've seen so many acts of kindness that have blessed others over this time, through the work of the response hub and throughout the church family. Acts of kindness, every act a blessing to someone. Speaking a different story, the way of Jesus is the story that we speak of. You remember that verse in 1 Peter 3? Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. Our hope is in Jesus, and we are to lead people to Him. And finally, open to everyone, everyone valued. Perhaps one of the most powerful distinctives of a Christian response to the community around us. No one is excluded from God's love. And we can do all of that from the hub and from this place. We've been blessed with the opportunity to reach out to people, to meet them where they are in their lives, through supporting them in their need, inviting them to join in, to do the things that will be good for their well-being, and encouraging them to play their part in community. So faith and deeds, and I said I would refer to those few verses in James chapter 2. In our morning prayers, Liz Banks read this passage, and she read it from the Message translation. It's bold enough in any translation, but I just liked the directness and clarity of this. Dear friends, James says, do you think you'll get anywhere in this if you learn all the right words but never do anything? Does merely talking about faith indicate that a person really has it? For instance, if you come upon an old friend dressed in rags and half starved and say, good morning, friend, be clothed in Christ, be filled with the Holy Spirit, and walk off without so much as a coat or a cup of soup, where does that get you? Isn't it obvious that God talk without God acts is outrageous nonsense? James is speaking, of course, to brothers and sisters in Christ who are not caring well for one another. Words without actions. And it doesn't end there, as if he hasn't already given a hefty enough punch in this part of the letter. It ends by saying, as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. And later he goes on to say, you see that a person is considered righteous by what they do and not by faith alone. Now, some point out that this appears to contradict the Apostle Paul in his teaching in his letter to the church in Rome that we are justified by faith alone and not by works. And this has caused some believers to stumble, to dismiss the selfless acts of kindness and care that we can do for others as meaningless to our faith. You can do them if you want, but acts of kindness cannot earn your salvation. Well, again, we don't have time to go into all of that and explore it. You might like to do so, though, as you discuss this in your small group or missional community. But suffice to say that Paul and James are actually saying two different things. Faith in Christ Jesus is the way to our salvation. But our faith in Jesus is made real, evidenced by what we do. In Luke 10, when Jesus is approached by an expert in the law and asks him, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus reminds him of the law. What is written there? How do you understand it? And the expert replies, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. You have answered correctly, Jesus replies. Do this and you will live. But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, who is my neighbor? So Jesus tells him a story, the story of the Good Samaritan. I'm sure we know it. Samaritan was the one who helped the man who lay by the roadside after being attacked by the robber. Others walked by on the other side. He went to him, bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. Then he left some money with the innkeeper for him to have rest for a few days before returning and settling any outstanding debt. Who is my neighbor? As a community of God's people living in Altrincham and the surrounding areas, it is any person, all persons, that have been helped through the response of and from the church over these past 18 months, each person valued by God who are on our doorstep. The care given by the Good Samaritan cost him his time, it cost him his money, and for no reward except of knowing that this was the right thing to do. We are to love our neighbor as ourselves. And one of the wonderful things that happens when we put our faith into action is that our faith grows. And we've seen that over this period of time. Rather than simply maintaining faith through difficult times, we've seen faith grow in those who have put their faith in practice. Faith grows as we engage with the work of God in our communities. It becomes real. We see God at work in and through the hope that our actions bring to others, and it's a privilege to help. We are blessed as we bless others. So finally, what next? Where do we move forward from here? Well, I think for all of us, please be informed. Continue to be aware of what's going on. We'll put updates and so on in the bulletin and elsewhere. Be informed. Be praying. Please be praying. There is so much work going on right now in developing this partnership, forming this, working through what it should be. Pray for those involved in that. Pray for our staff and for volunteers. And pray for opportunities for sharing faith to open up. And be involved. Well, you thought I would say that. What happens in the life of the church midweek isn't for a few. We can all be involved in many different ways. And many of you are in other ways than what we've been talking about this morning. And those are of great value as well. If you're available during the day, then get along to the hub and find out what's happening. So many of those activities previously are now up and running. Life in the hub has returned. We hope soon to be able to reopen the cafe. You heard that our cafe manager, Sharon, has COVID this week, so pray for her. You may be able to spare a couple of hours each week to volunteer in the cafe or to be part of a listening team who simply hang around the cafe listening and chatting to people, helping them if they're not sure where to go or need help. Or you might get involved in helping out from home, making well-being calls, or getting out for a walk with someone, the buddy walking scheme. How does this sound to you? Does it sound like a rally cry for action for all of us? Well, it will be for some. Some will be ready to get involved, and that's great. Hear what God has been saying to you this morning. Step out in faith. Get involved. Speak to Rachel or myself or any of the team. We'd love to help you to find your place. But for others, this may not be quite the right time. Wait on God. Pray. Be open to his word for you. We've all been through one of the most disruptive and difficult times of our lives. We are in a time of recovery, and we need to recover. The stresses and strains of what we have all faced are still with us, and the time ahead is still uncertain. You may need help yourself. You may benefit from joining some of the activities that are being run in the hub or here at Hale Road, or the need to be recipients of help that is available. And if that's you, then please access that help and be blessed. And we need to recognize that our church community life has been affected through this time. We've been separate from one another. It's time to gather again. It's time to rebuild community, and we need to work at it. So let's respond by committing ourselves to one another, meeting together, covenant relationship, strong in him, witnessing to him that his kingdom might come in this place. And may all praise and honor be to him. Amen.